This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
CDC numbers show two-thirds of people in the U.S. have had at least one dose of COVID vaccine, and businesses are making plans to reopen offices. Yet many employees would prefer to keep working from home for a variety of reasons. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on the particular concerns of Black workers when it comes to going back in.
Business consultant Vanessa Zammi was living in Northern California when pandemic lockdowns began. And after a while working from home, she noticed something.
For me, part of the beauty of not having to commute to work and really be around society that much was just the benefit of having to deal with less microaggressions.
Like people locking their car doors when she walked by, security guards following her. She started hearing similar stories from friends that working remotely made it a bit easier to be Black, not just while commuting, but also while working.
Less of, you know, somebody random touching your hair. When you have that coworker who says something questionable at the meeting, you can turn off your video on a Zoom, right? You can mute yourself and inhale and exhale.
These conversations are happening privately in all sorts of industries. Audrey Morell is a professor of business administration and psychology at the University of Pittsburgh.
Particularly if you have a culture in the organization that's not very inclusive, it does give people a break.
Morell cautions that working from home may not be easier for all Black workers, especially those with caregiving responsibilities or a lack of private space. But the same distance that protects Black workers at home from microaggressions can also cut them off from their peers, says Adia Harvey Wingfield, a sociology professor at Washington University in St. Louis.
You can work from home and you can be away from a lot of the interpersonal challenges that can make it harder for Black workers. But I worry that working from home will also take Black workers out of the networks and connections that they need to advance in the modern workplace.
Add to all this the hard discussions about race that happened virtually in many workplaces after the murder of George Floyd. Lynn Perry Wooten is president of Simmons University and specializes in organizational management.
People are scared to go back to work. They're like, oh, are things going to return to normal?
She's heard from Black workers who are worried all their company's promises to commit to diversity, equity, and inclusion won't really happen. Wooten says businesses planning to bring workers back to the office.
They need to keep in mind, why do my employees not to want to come back? And what can I do to ensure that my culture is welcoming and inclusive?
Wooten says with so many employees feeling safe at home, companies need to take additional steps to ensure everyone feels safe at work, too. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.